really take to build a smart and sustainable career and a sustainable mindset. Welcome to Ballet Basics Unveiled, hosted by me, Katie. This podcast explores how the lessons from the dance studio, like discipline, focus, and resilience, can transform your life offstage. We'll dive into topics like injury prevention, mental health, and the mindset of high-achieving artists. It's time to build a ballet life that's not only beautiful, but truly balanced. So here we are, the first day. It's ridiculous, I know, to feel this way, like a freshman walking into high school. I've been dancing since I was 6. My feet know the steps before my brain even catches up. My muscles have their own memories, pathways carved out for a decade. But everything feels different here. The floor is different. The air smells like fresh-cut wood or something sharp, almost like new shoes. It's not my studio. Not yet. I'm standing in the hallway outside Studio 4. I can hear music filtering through the door, a muffled piano. I can just picture them inside, already at the bar, looking so composed. So perfect. And here I am, still in my street clothes, my dance bag feeling heavy on my shoulder. When I was a little girl, starting at MPAC, everything was easy. Everything was small. The studio was a converted space with a low ceiling and horrible mirrors. I knew every girl in class, and my dance teacher knew every one of our mothers. But this is different. It's big, a factory of flawless dancers. They all look the same, in their high-cut leotards and perfect buns. I feel a little out of place, with my knot of a bun and my old worn point shoes. My last studio was closing. The letter came in June, and just like that, the place felt like a second home. The place where I had grown up was gone. The letter said something about merging resources. I've heard the corporate speak before, and it always means we're taking over. So here I am, at a new studio, trying not to think about it. But my hands are still shaking, fumbling over the strings of my ballet slippers. It's not like I've been in the new person before, but it's different now. This isn't just a new class. It's a new world. New state, new city, new studio, new people, a new home. They have a reputation here for turning out professionals. They expect a lot. I'm starting to doubt if I have what it takes. What if I'm not good enough? What if my technique is all wrong? What if I trip and fall and make a complete fool of myself? I should just go inside. The music has changed. A little waltz. I know this one. It's part of the opening of the Nutcracker, a classic, a good solid start. It's a sign, maybe, a push. Okay, new floor, new bar, new mirrors, but the dance is still the same. It's in me. I'm a dancer, no matter where I am. I can do this. So many of us push our bodies to the limits, striving for perfection in dance and in life. But what does it truly take to build a smart and sustainable career and a sustainable mindset? Welcome to Ballet Basics Unveiled, hosted by me, Katie. This podcast explores how the lessons from the dance studio, like discipline, focus, and resilience, can transform your life offstage. We'll dive into topics like injury prevention, mental health, and the mindset of high-achieving artists. It's time to build a ballet life that's not only beautiful, but truly balanced. So here we are, the first day. It's ridiculous, I know, to feel this way, like a freshman walking into high school. I've been dancing since I was 6. My feet know the steps before my brain even catches up. My muscles have their own memories, pathways carved out for a decade. But everything feels different here. The floor is different. The air smells like fresh-cut wood or something sharp, almost like new shoes. It's not my studio. Not yet. I'm standing in the hallway outside Studio 4. I can hear music filtering through the door, a muffled piano. I can just picture them inside, already at the bar, looking so composed. So perfect. And here I am, still in my street clothes, my dance bag feeling heavy on my shoulder. When I was a little girl, starting at MPAC, everything was easy. Everything was small. The studio was a converted space with a low ceiling and horrible mirrors. I knew every girl in class, and my dance teacher knew every one of our mothers. But this is different. It's big, a factory of flawless dancers. They all look the same, in their high-cut leotards and perfect buns. I feel a little out of place, with my knot of a bun and my old worn point shoes. My last studio was closing. The letter came in June, and just like that, the place felt like a second home. The place where I had grown up was gone. The letter said something about merging resources. I've heard the corporate speak before, and it always means we're taking over. So here I am, at a new studio, trying not to think about it. But my hands are still shaking, fumbling over the strings of my ballet slippers. It's not like I've been in the new person before, but it's different now. This isn't just a new class. It's a new world. New state, new city, new studio, new people, a new home. They have a reputation here for turning out professionals. They expect a lot. I'm starting to doubt if I have what it takes. What if I'm not good enough? What if my technique is all wrong? What if I trip and fall and make a complete fool of myself? I should just go inside. The music has changed. A little waltz. I know this one. It's part of the opening of the Nutcracker, a classic. A good, solid start. It's a sign, maybe. A push. Okay. New floor, new bar, new mirrors. But the dance is still the same. It's in me. I'm a dancer, no matter where I am. I can do this.